Hello and welcome to the Honest Property Investment Podcast. I'm back after a 2 week break, mainly because I was traveling around the whole of the UK and quite honestly didn't know where I was going to be able to record anything. So I'm back. How have you been? I hope you've had a really good couple of weeks and that you've also had a lot going on. Just a quick reminder before I start the show, make sure that you are on our mailing list, because now I'm back, I am going to be putting out information of how you can come to one of our live webinars. The only way you get an invite to that is if you are on our mailing list. So please click the link below, make sure that you're on our mailing list. Well, what a whirlwind of a 2 weeks. I'm recording this on Friday. I got back to the States late on Tuesday evening. My bag was lost, so that didn't get returned until yesterday evening. So for 2 days, it's kind of walking around in a little bit of a daze because I don't have separate stuff that I travel with. I just travel with my things and I try and pack light, but I also don't have so much stuff. It's not like I have huge amounts of makeup or things that I take around with me. So I was feeling a bit lost without all of my stuff for a couple of days. Luckily, it turned up last night and now I'm back to feeling better, much better. And I've had some really good sleeps. So I'm now feeling like I'm on top of the world, kind of. I mean, it's going to take a couple more days. But anyway, here we are. So I thought I'd just give you an update of everything that's going on, because when I go back to the UK, it's a real chance for me to sort out my property portfolio as well. It's a 6-monthly check-in. I tend to check up on everything every 6 months. I didn't get to all of my properties, but some of them really do not need checking up on. So the first thing that I did when I got to UK was I was in London, needed to see my solicitor, so we had a really good breakfast catch up, and we went through one of the new leases for my commercial tenants, because that commercial tenant in Bath essentially sold their business to another business and the new business is taking over the lease. Well, the new lease is going to be surrendered the current lease is going to be surrendered and then the new lease is going to be put in place. So I just wanted to go through the terms with Nishita to make sure that that was all good and just talk through everything that we had going on. Secondly, I wanted to go and have a look at my telephone box. Obviously, I never go to London without looking at a telephone box. It seems to be what I do. As I said, it's my Roman Empire. And I am trying to go through planning permission at the moment with my telephone box to obtain residential consent, but also to get consent to use the outside of the telephone box for a tenant to put whatever on it. You know, maybe a bit of seating or maybe a stand of something. I don't know. So what I had to show with the planning is that I had electricity going to the telephone box. I don't know if you remember, but the electricity for the telephone box at the moment, we don't know where it comes from. There's electricity in there, but we don't know where it comes from. That is not something that we can tell the council. So I went to the National Grid to figure out how much it's going to cost to put a meter in its own supply in there, £9,500. Oh, sounds so reasonable, National Grid. I'm so glad that you can charge us whatever you like, because I was like, ah, 9,500 pounds for a telephone box electric supply. So that was pretty much all of the price of the telephone box. So as we were going to go through planning anyway, I thought we should ask the council if we could put solar panels on the roof rather than spend all that money to get a new electric power system in there and it be a sustainable telephone box. So I took loads of photos. I took loads of photos of the fact that around the telephone box there is a lot of rubbish bags, people just throwing stuff there. And my argument is that tenants will look after the space. Whereas at the moment it's a bit of a dumping ground for anything. So watch this space. We have submitted planning. Do I think we're going to get it? I have no idea. But I wanted to push the boundaries of what is possible here. And that was definitely asking for more and more and more. Otherwise, it's just going to be used as advertising, which again is fine, but we might as well see what's possible. I'm always a massive believer in seeing what's possible. There's no point in me paying for planning when I haven't asked all of the questions. We might as well find out about every single one of them. So that was another thing I organised. Then I was in Birmingham for our client event, which was fantastic. In fact, this time we were in Birmingham for 3 nights. We had our team Christmas party on the Thursday evening, and then on the Friday we had a planning meeting for what was going to happen for the year ahead, in the business. Our business year end is on the 30th of April, and then we do our planning through May to really start our new strategy for the year on the 1st of June. So that was what we were focusing on. Again, we're looking at all of our different services, asset management, the accepted offer accelerator, property management, and the members club to see what we're offering in each. Are there any crossovers? Is there anything additional that we can do there? And how do we keep it simple so that our clients are achieving huge results without wasting too much of their time? So watch this space for some new things coming. Our event in Birmingham on the Saturday, fabulous. What I like to do with our events is have all of our clients come together. Yes, do some networking because that is vital. Networking, getting to know each other, finding out what everybody else is doing, really vital. But I also think it's a really good opportunity to upskill and learn more about the commercial property industry. So we ran a couple of workshops that day on deal analysis masterclass. So we did an in-person deal analysis masterclass, not just one where we have it on a Thursday evening, but we bought a deal this time and we ran through the pros and cons of it. We did a measurement masterclass where we asked our clients to scale a floor plan of a commercial unit just so that they can see how units are measured and how they are calculated on an ITZA basis, which was really fun, really, really fun. And then also, we hosted a panel discussion between lots of different clients about the highs and the lows of going through a commercial property purchase and them sharing their experience. Because, quite frankly, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. And especially if, as I say all the time, if you are out there on social media having a look at what's going on, even if someone's like, oh, I learned a really big lesson because of this. It's still like the most glamorous photo, or they're trying to get you to click to be like, no, you're so successful, that kind of thing. No, we just went through the honest warts and all. This is what happened. This is what was good about it, and this was what was bad about it. And then finally, we ended up with a going out for a really nice meal in the evening. So, successful event. I felt very refreshed, which great, fabulous. Then I went back to Bath to my serviced accommodation. I had been so excited about this, so excited about this. So over the last couple of months, I'd been working with an interior designer to completely redesign the inside of the flat so that I could charge a little bit more for it on Airbnb, but also every now and again, and I would say with serviced accommodation, probably every 4 to 5 years, you do need to have quite a big overhaul of your property. So it needs to be redecorated, you need to have a think about the new scheme, all of that kind of thing. So I'd agreed for the property to be decorated using the interior designers, contractors, 2 weeks before I arrived in Bath, and then we could go through it and sort it all out when I got to Bath. Absolutely fine, I was excited for it. The colours were absolutely gorgeous. I had everything, all this new furniture arriving. Honestly, I was so excited to have the most. When you're just like, yes, I am going to arrive at a property I am so proud of. The only thing that will then need doing is the windows. They are on order. I have paid for them. We are waiting for the windows to be made. I got into that flat. I cannot tell you how awful the paint job was. Literally awful. They had, look, the colours on the walls, fine. Anybody can paint a wall. I can paint a wall. You heard in my last podcast before I went away for a couple of weeks, I was painting my dressing room. I think I told you about that. Remember the one where I had a really bad migraine and didn't open the windows? That one. Honestly, these decorators didn't know how to use masking tape. Didn't know how to cover the floors so that they didn't get paint on the floors. Didn't know how to do a straight line, so again, that goes back to the masking tape. Hadn't bothered touching up any of the paint chips where they'd pulled the masking tape off. And in some places, the paint had just dripped down the walls onto the skirting boards. Oh, and they hadn't done the skirting boards, they hadn't done any of the doors. So my woodwork was all over the place. And then in some rooms they decorated trunking, in other rooms they didn't. If like me, you are a perfectionist, then, and you pay for perfection. Like I don't cheap out on stuff. And the reason I don't cheap out on stuff is I am not there to have a look at it. I completely acknowledge that. I was not there whilst the contractors were there. So I paid more money for a designer and her contractors to go in there and do it perfectly. And they bodged it. They completely bodged it. I mean, what decorators don't unscrew the plug sockets on the wall, right? Or the light switches, paint behind it, and then screw them back on? Nope. Instead, they just tried to do it a bit freehand. And I have paint all over my sockets. Now, I will always give people the benefit of the doubt because, it could have been that they hadn't finished it and that they were going to come back, in which case, no problem. But then they sent me the final invoice and started chasing me for it. I'm like, hell no. Hell no. So I sent them a video walk around of all the problems in the flat. All the things that didn't look good. 12 minutes worth of video. 12 minutes worth of video. And also I sent the contract back to them that I'd signed where I had agreed to all the walls, no, sorry, all the woodwork to be painted as well. And rather than saying to me, okay, like we're going to repair it all, it's all going to be fine, they argued with me about the standard of it. And at that point, I said, you are kidding me. I am not paying any more money for this, and you are not coming back into my flat. I changed the locks. I changed the locks of that property so that there was no way they could get back in. Because to say, oh no, I don't believe you, when I have got video evidence. And so I sent the video evidence plus the contract through to my solicitor. I said, if they take me to small claims court on this, who's going to win? And she said, well, you could ask for all of your money back. I'm not going to ask for all of my money back because they did paint it, but I'm certainly not paying any more than that 50% deposit that I paid for originally. I am less annoyed with losing the money or paying money out on this than I am for having a substandard job. I'd always budgeted to spend that money on the property, and I just wanted something that I could go in there and love and just feel so proud that it was my property. And also, I had booked for deep carpet cleaning to happen on the Wednesday so that I didn't yet need to have new carpets put down in that flat because that was a one step too far of how much money I had. I'll just get it done later this year or next year. And I cleaned out all of the old stains from those carpets, but the thing that wouldn't budge, the paint stains on those carpets. I was livid, and they are trying to tell me it wasn't them. So I have cut all communication. I'm not paying any more money. That is a lesson learned. Next time, when I have that flat redecorated, as I have done the two times in the past, I will be there. I will just get it done whilst I am in the country. Because that was the most disappointing thing I have come across in a very, very, very long time. I was so sad by it. And what was even more sad is I didn't get an apology. They messed my flat up. Look. Airbnb guests aren't going to go in there and be scrutinizing the lines along the wall. Right? They're not going to be doing that. I am, though, because that's what I paid for. I'm scrutinizing my carpet because I didn't pay for drops of paint on my carpet. So, there we have it. Have I learned a lesson from it? Yeah, that I won't ever use those contractors again. Hell no. And I will just use my contractors who always do a good job and go with what I know. Did I have a bit of a cry over it? Yes. Will you ever see me actually having a cry over my property portfolio? Probably not, but I was really sad about it because I was so looking forward to just having this absolutely gorgeous flat in my property portfolio. And I felt so let down. Ah, an absolute nightmare. However, I did finish off my 2 weeks by going up to Scottish Borders to see my friend, and we did some good tourist attractions in and around Northumberland. So that gave me a bit of time off to not think about it anymore. What a 2 weeks. But do you know what? I do like checking in on the properties because it means I get to update like the cleaning team or my contractors and make sure that everything is being done properly. So, you know, there's always pros and cons, and at least I know I do have a good enough Airbnb to go back to that can be used, and it's going to be absolutely fine. There we have it. I have bad situations going with my property portfolio too. It is annoying. It is anger-inducing, but what can I do? Right? I can't change the situation. I can just make it better going forward and learn from it. And as always, that is what I'm going to do. All right, everybody, I'm now back. So I will keep podcasting on a Tuesday as per normal. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I can't wait to catch up with you again soon.